For too long, we've watched our middle class shrink as we've exploited our jobs and wealth to foreign countries. We finance and build one global project after another, but ignore the face of our children in the inner cities of Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, and so many other places throughout our land. We find the borders of other nations while leaving own borders wide open for anyone to cross and for drugs to pour in at a now unprecedented rate. We've spent trillions and trillions of dollars to seize wealth, infrastructure, and home so badly crumbled. And then in 2016, the earth shifted beneath our feet. The rebellion started as a quiet protest spoken by families of all colors and creeds, families who just wanted a fair shot for their children and a fair hearing for their concerns. But then one of the quiet voices became a loud chorus as thousands upon thousands of citizens spoke out together from cities small and large all across our country. Finally, the chorus became an earthquake, and the people turned out by the tens of millions, and they were all united by one very simple but crucial demand, that America must put its own citizens first, because only then can we truly make America great again.